Welcome to Lanya, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Walter May Allen from the Strauss Youth Academy for the Arts, SYAA. Good morning, Walter. Thanks
Good
for being
morning,
with us today.
Corey. Thank you so much for having me.
You guys, every year at the theater, Christmas time is always a magical time.
Busy time
for a big Christmas show. Tell me what you got coming up this year.
This year is the seventh celebration of the holidays that we've done. We've had a yearly celebration each year, and 5 years ago at this time, we created a show called Hollywood Holiday, where the kids were whisked off to Hollywood to do a classic Christmas special on television. And this year, we've recreated that as Hollywood Holiday 2 Laugh-In Edition. And what this is doing is celebrating the 60s and early 70s and the old show Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, and really just kind of paying homage to that sort of television special for the holidays and having a lot of fun doing it.
So the kids, they don't know the Laugh-In, do they? Did you have to tell them about the Laugh-In?
Well, you know, many parts of Laugh-In might not be exactly kid appropriate, but the idea of it is fun. So what I did is I went on YouTube and found some excerpts that they could watch, and we watched that and kind of talked about how that might translate into a modern context, and just kind of really thought about how we could take the idea of the Laugh-In joke wall, the idea of sketch comedy, and we talked about Saturday Night Live and Mad TV, kind of the modern versions of that, and kind of develop the show from there.
You've got performances coming up. Let's talk a little bit about the show times, and then we'll dig a little deeper. So when are the shows coming up?
So we have three shows on December 6th at 7, December 7th at 2 p.m., and December 8th at 3 p.m. And then the following weekend, we have three more shows. On December 14th, we have a show at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock p.m., and on December 15th at 3 p.m.
You're doing this show that takes the kids back to the 60s and the early 70s. What are some of the sketches that are part of this? That there is some of the characters you may remember from Laugh-In that we might see.
Well, I don't want to give all of that quite away, but I promise you're going to hear a lot of things from the studio in beautiful downtown Burbank as they go through this. A lot of the comedy that we've written, though, is original to the kids. So I wrote the story with the idea of Laugh-In in mind versus actually copying what Laugh-In did.
Wait, you're not old enough to remember Laugh-In either.
Oh, I loved Laugh-In. I didn't see the originals, but okay. I saw it in syndication somewhere along the way.
All right. The show is made up of area kids and teens. So who are some of the actors in the show? Where do they come from?
Well, all of the kids in the show are between the ages of 8 and 18. And, you know, some people hear that and they think, oh, geez, I'm going to go watch an 8-year-old perform on stage for, you know, a couple of hours. And they think, oh, I don't want to go do that. But these guys put in anywhere from 80 to 100 hours worth of rehearsal time trying to get the show ready. They drill the songs. They drill the dances. They put everything they have into it. And most of our audience, when they walk away, they're like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know that I was going to enjoy it as much as I did. So the thing I want people to know is, yeah, these kids are in high school and elementary school, but you're going to walk away thinking you just saw something that could have been on a semi-professional stage somewhere.
Is this a show that would be a good one? I know Laugh-In was kind of an adult sort of thing. So is this something that's good to bring if you're an adult, bring your kids to?
It's tailored for the whole family. There's nothing in it that's inappropriate. It's something that, everyone can enjoy. There's a big, bright, beautiful colored set. There's awesome music, and dances the whole way through. For example, we're doing classic songs like Silver Bells, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Toyland, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. There's things that the adults will enjoy. For example, It Feels Like Christmas is a song, a beautiful song from the Muppet Christmas Carol. Put a Little Love in Your Heart is an old song from the movie Scrooged back in the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
And then our favorite song that we do year after year is called Turkey Lurkey Time. It's from the Broadway musical Promises, Promises. So there's something for everybody from whether you're 5 or 95 or young and old at heart, you know.
All right. So Laugh-In had some crazy stuff. They had that joke wall, and, you know, the sets were kind of, I don't know if they look like that because everybody was on drugs in the 60s, or did they look like that because it was the, I think it may have been the beginnings of color TV, and so those bright, vivid, crazy colors and things that went along with it. Well, you have the clothing and the colors and the scenery that recreates it.
Our costume coordinator, Mr. Richard May Allen, has done so much trying to make sure that the costumes fit. We have some amazing parent volunteers that have really dug in and created some amazing 60s costumes. On top of that, we have a local artist. Her name is Melanie Douthit. She is also one of our parents. Her daughter, Arielle, is a senior this year at SYAA. She has, along with many other parent volunteers, but she's really spearheaded it, put together the most amazing 40-foot by 16-foot joke wall in psychedelic colors.
40-foot? That's like the whole stage.
It's like a billboard. Yeah, it is. It literally is the whole stage. It has just beautiful colors, and it's an amazing backdrop that harkens back to the old joke wall on Laugh In. And on top of that, there's a little bit of a surprise that involves the wall that you'll have to come to the show to see. So
the show takes a lot of people to pull off. Tell me a little bit about the cast and crew that are back there working hard to pull all this off.
Well, we have about 45 students who are going to be on stage, an additional 5 to 6 students backstage. But I think the hardest working people in the cast are the parents who come in and volunteer to really put this show together for the kids. They've transformed the theater into just a beautiful Christmas wonderland. They've built the set. They put the props together. There's an amazing electrician, Mr. Lance Joslin, who has done some work for us that is going to give us an extra added pop during the show. And I think it's just going to be an awesome, amazing, fun celebration of the holidays.
All right, Walter, showtimes again, and how do you find out more?
First set of shows are December 6th at 7, December 7th at 2, and December 8th at 3. The second set is Saturday, December 14th at 2 and 7, and December 15th at 3. Tickets are available online at syaaonline.com or by calling our box office at 318-812-7922.
To Walter May Allen, SYAA. You can find out more by visiting our website at kedm.org.